the eternal Word of God is the Father's only begotten Son. Before the Word became flesh, there was a time when the Word was not man, but there never was even an instant when the Word was not God. As the Gospel according to John boldly announces, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through Him all things came to be. For it was through God's spoken Word that God's great love was revealed. In a certain sense, there are really three expressions of divine revelation, of God showing us who He is and what He is like. God's Word was first revealed through creation. Man and woman were first created by the Word of God in the very image and likeness of God. But after human sin, God's Word was next revealed through the Holy Scriptures, slowly showing God's will for the redemption of His people. No wonder that in the book of Deuteronomy, as we heard in today's first reading, Moses admonished the people so strongly, "Take these words into your heart and soul, teach them to your children, bind them on your wrist, and let them be a pendant on your forehead." The Old Testament is truly the Word of God, and in an essential way, it is also the book of Christ that sometimes clearly, sometimes darkly, is a preface to a promised fuller revelation. For as St. Paul teaches in his letter to the Romans that we heard in today's second reading, the law and the prophets testify to the righteousness of God that was to come through faith in Jesus Christ. For in the fullness of time, God's Word was made flesh, and He lived among us, and we saw His glory, the glory that is His as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Through the incarnation of the Word, God's image and likeness was restored to our humanity in a manifest and complete revelation of God when Jesus was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, it has often been observed that a lot more folks own Bibles than those who read them. Yet, as the Second Vatican Council taught, ignorance of the Scriptures is really ignorance of Christ, because every word of the Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus is that spoken Word. It may be well to also remember that the Bible is much more like a library than a single book. It contains sacred history, holy stories, codes of law, poetry and proverbs and lamentations, prophecies and wisdom, and gospels and epistles. These various works are all self-referential. That is, they share a rich language of faith and tradition. And they are often in dialogue with one another. They can only be rightly understood in reference to one another. Guided by the Holy Spirit, the Church never interprets the whole collection of all these various texts in terms of a single part, but rather understands the single part according to what is revealed in the whole. And for believers, all who try to live according to the teaching of Christ, He is the authoritative interpretation of the entire Bible. This gift of revelation was first received, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by the churches founded by the apostles and collected in accord with the creeds and tradition based upon that same apostolic faith. This is the Holy Bible that is read at every Mass and is preached and explained for our instruction. These are the Scriptures that guide church councils, that convert and guide catechumens to the one true faith. Bible's message and stories are also carved right into the stone of our churches, illustrated in the glory of stained glass, and even in the mosaics that often fill our sanctuaries. The words of the Bible are also recalled in poems and hymns, retold in plays, amplified in literature. The Bible is simply foundational to the Christian faith. So every single word of these scriptures is food for the soul that invites a holy conversation with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reading the Bible gives us instruction from the Spirit and offers us intimate contact with Christ our Savior, who is the Word incarnate, made flesh. It really doesn't matter whether the scriptures tell us about David hiding in the hills from King Saul, or Jesus raising up the son of the widow of Nain, or the prescriptions for the evening sacrifices of incense, or the victory hymn of Deborah, or of the priest of Shiloh, who thought Anna was drunk when she prayed for a son, or the song of the bridegroom, who goes down to see if the vineyards are in flower, or the heavenly Jerusalem, adorned as a bride coming down from heaven, or of St. Paul's rebuke to the incestuous Corinthians, or of his preaching by a river in Macedonia, where women gathered and the Holy Spirit opened the heart of Lydia, who was a seller of dyes. All these sacred texts, every syllable of the scriptures, communicate the Word of God so the Spirit can graft that Word into our hearts and lives. Remember, in today's Gospel, according to Matthew, Jesus spoke of the vital importance of hearing His Word. He proclaimed, "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. But anyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was ruined completely." He said, to only cry out, "Lord, Lord," is never enough to enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who obey the word of God, the word of our Father in heaven, will enter into our Father's heaven. Prophesying, driving out demons, doing other mighty deeds, all in the name of Jesus, while ignoring the very words of Jesus, can only bring eternal loss. We must therefore all consider the possibility, dreadful as it is, at the end of time in history, of hearing those most frightening and terrible words from the lips of Jesus. "Depart from me, you evildoers. I never knew you." Now, this is not a message I very much like to hear or feel all that comfortable preaching. This is not feel-good Christianity. That's a false gospel that only talks about love with no reference to the consequences of sin and no judgment. This is clearly not cafeteria Catholicism, where we all feel free to pick and choose only what we want to believe, but reject those things that are difficult or demanding. Jesus preached comforting lessons. Jesus preached love and mercy all his public life. But for our own good, for our well-being in this passing world, and especially for the sake of our eternal salvation, we also need to believe all that Scripture and tradition asks us to accept. It is the cost of discipleship. So all our lives long, we all need to hear the word of the Lord. Then may we believe in its truth and power. And then with the help of our good and merciful God, strive to live faithfully according to what the word of God teaches us.